Yo, what's up, you guys? In this video, my friend has been asking me how in the hell do you download some YouTube videos or just music. So in this video, I have my iPhone 4, not a 4S, and I'm gonna be showing you guys how to download music. It is pretty easy, so I'm gonna try to keep this video easy and simple to actually try to prove that this video is really easy. So I have iPhone 4S here. I'm gonna go ahead. This already has music. But if you just scroll down, show you guys how much music I literally have. So yeah, guys can see the ones that get added is gonna be like 4. So I got 199, but not like a lot. So here, I of course do have the charger right here, which plugs into that, which I'm gonna plug it up. That's a good catchphrase. Hey girls, what you doing? You a low battery, and I'm ready to plug you up. Okay. So the first thing is you're gonna need a place to store your music. I am a DJ myself, so I have this thing right here. Alright, so to show this on, I have a light. Here you go, blue light. Alright, so let's just put that right here to show you guys that the whole time it is gonna be on. I am on my bed. Fell. I am on my bed, and so here we just got a message saying that it was put in. So right here, let's just go ahead and open it. That's my cat in the background. Let's go ahead and do that and enter the password. All right, to unlock it, such as it is secured and locked. So right here, I already have some music, which is probably gonna be and then we have 207, and that's how much music is going to be put in here. So what I want to do, X, put that against the wall. Okay, and then put you down here. Okay, so the song we're going to be importing is going to be Me, Myself, and I. All you got to really do is just go to YouTube and put the song that you want to put, and then hit the thing, and then if this is the right song and everything. Alright, so yeah, so basically, so what you want to do, you want to go ahead and Control C, not Control X, oops. Refresh the page. As you guys can see, the URL is still the same. So Control C, then it will copy. Then you want to go ahead and hit all the way to the other website, which the first YouTube is of course gonna be in the description below. So with this one, which is just YouTube.mp3 or YouTube MP3, you want to go ahead and paste it right here, just like I did. If you guys don't believe me, I can just go ahead and hit X. Control V to paste, and with of course there, you want to go ahead and click on convert. You guys can already tell here it is, and tells you the title and the language is fine. Manage, you want to go ahead and click on download, and then make this put over here. So let it download. Okay, so once it has downloaded, you want to grab it and drag it and just dip it in here. As you guys can see, it is right there. It is pretty, well, something. So just put in here. Alright. So it shows you where it's at, and it is right there. And then if we go ahead and double tap it, we can go ahead and play it. Let's not use this. Go ahead, play it in anything you want. But of course you're gonna be playing it on your phone, so. Or even if you want music just for your computer. This will still work. And then here it is. And of course you gotta turn up the volume.
I'm finally home. I can't take you seriously right now. Honestly. Like, let's talk about it. Maxwell rap of me. A Ferrari, I'm buying.
Every time. Yeah, lonely nights, I laid away. And here, of course, you can mute it and even make it louder, so that's not really how loud it goes. So now, we are really just done with this. We are done with this. I'm just gonna hit the X on top. And then up over here to Google. And then what you need to do, I'm gonna put, which is gonna be a third link in the description below, which is gonna be iTunes. And here it is right here. It takes about 3 to 5 minutes to download. If your computer is really slow, I know I downloaded it on the new computer, which for some reason it was really slow. I guess you can see it is loading. It just took like 60 minutes, which is an hour, so I don't even know what was the point of that. So the other thing you want to do to run iTunes, is hit that. Confirm or next or whatever, and then hit finish. I don't even know if we got, and then just let this thing load. I'm probably gonna edit up, so it doesn't really take that much time. That was not editing, that's literally how fast it goes. Okay guys, once that's finished, you wanna go ahead and, tap that, and then hit finish. And then you can just X this out, and then I'll minimize this, so let it go ahead and load. Go ahead and hit agree. You guys can always have the ability to read it, if not, even send it to your email. You don't mind to read it right there. Which I don't really see why. I don't even know. Okay, so once iTunes has finished, you just want to double click it. And then hit agree down here. And then now you want to go ahead and plug in your iPhone to this. I'm not sure if you guys heard it, but it is plugged in, and you guys can see. Okay, guys, so there you go. Okay, it took a while. So you guys want to go ahead and hit trust. Then now that you trust it, you want to go over to your computer. And then, continue. Oh damn, why is that blue? Okay, so once it is connected, you should see iPhone pop up right here. And I just got a notification that I gotta read that. Alright, so what you wanna do, you wanna go ahead and over and hit X on here. If you guys wanna do it, you guys can. But here you just wanna hit Control A to copy all at the same time, drag it over, put it in there. That's what she said. And then you just want to minimize it, don't close it. It is going to load all the files, and then even if it don't load right there, it'll load it where the Apple logo is. So right here where it says album, I'm shaking it for a reason. Where it says album, I'm gonna click here and go over to up where it says songs. You can do this on a Windows computer or a Mac. Of course, if you're doing this on a Windows computer, you do have to download. If it's on a Mac, well, of course, it's already there. So now you want to go ahead over to iPhone up here. I'm going to go ahead and scroll down to where it says music. Sync music. And if it's new music, it will say remove and sync. That means your old music will be deleted. But if it's the exact same music like me, I just added new music. What you're going to do is just, it'll be quicker, but just go ahead and hit apply. And of course reverse, that means like, nah, never mind. Then right here, you want to hit recent sync. And then minimize it. You guys can see right here, you have this little like turning tube right there. What's up, you guys? So, here we go. So now that thing popped up, you guys can see it is done. So now what can we do? We can 100% disconnect it. We can disconnect it. So now if you tap on here, go to music. You guys can see some of them are added. Like we only have new 23, so now we have 207. And it went away. Well, I'm there with 207. That's not all. It doesn't work like only on one device. Works on several. I have an iPod here. An iPod 32 gigabytes. And then I got an iPhone 4, of course. So, version that doesn't really only work on one device. I have iOS 3.1 something, is the first generation. You guys can see, there's not even a camera. You guys can see, 199. So this is what used to be on here. And now that it got updated, you know, over the music, and of course, have our favorite and best music on here. So yeah. So you guys, we're gonna go ahead and wrap up the video here. And I hope you guys did enjoy. I download free music. So yeah, so you guys, now you can disconnect this. If you guys wondering, like, where did I get the music file from? Well, you can just have to save it anywhere. You can be saved in documents. You can be saved in download folder, whatever. So yeah, so you guys, hope you guys did enjoy this video. And now, hopefully, see you guys in the next one. See you guys once again. Goodbye.